You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If anyone seemed destined to a life that would either end in a crime gone bad or in a prison cell, it would probably be Sean Blanchard. Everything in his life pointed him down that path, beginning with the fact that Sean was born with crack cocaine in his system. Instead, Sean Blanchard is a graduate of the University of Michigan, where he majored in math, economics. He's attended Wayne State University's law school, and his memoir is titled, How About That for a Crack Baby? Sean Blanchard, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little about what life was like as you grew up on Detroit's West Side.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because you grow up and all you know is what you know. We all have good examples or bad examples, and hopefully you may not know what to do, but you know exactly what not to do. So growing up, I was given to my grandparents, and so there was a male and a female in the household. They weren't the college type, worked in plants. And
we should say you were given to your grandparents because your parents just weren't able to do the job?
Well, you know what? So what happened was, so I was born with drugs in my system. Mm-hmm. And my mom, she's a professional shoplifter. And she didn't necessarily know what to do with kids. Her mother was raising the kids that she already had. And it was a matter of I was just a bit too much. And so my father, he was just kind of rolling stone. And he had his own family that he was cultivating at the time. So I was given to my grandparents. I mean, thank God for grandparents. Mm-hmm. You know, you grow up and I had cousins that were more like my brothers and sisters, although I have 7 brothers and 5 sisters. Unfortunately, 3 of my brothers now are deceased and 3 of them have served time in prison. And one of them is actually serving a life sentence and has 11 children.
So but the deck was stacked against you.
The deck was definitely stacked up. So even, you know, I had some brothers that would sell drugs and they've been killed in drug transactions. And it's a matter of these are the people that you look up to. I mean, by the time I was 11 years old, I was cutting crack and on shoplifting excursions all across the country with my mother. And I felt the need to make sure that I can make ends meet and make money from doing illegal means and didn't see it as something that was bad. I can recall times, even in my book, where shoplifting just wasn't my thing. You know, this one time my mom, she bust my lip wide open because I didn't do the wrong thing right. Mm. And it was at that point that I just understood that I had to really begin to make my own rules in life because I didn't necessarily agree with the rules that everyone else had around me.
And you were seeing where it was leading them. And am I correct that your grandmother died when you were pretty young?
Yeah. See, mm-hmm. My grandmother died when I was 12 years old. And when she died, I had no more rules any longer. So at that point, I had a roof over my head to stay with my grandfather, but he was like a roommate.
There was nobody pushing you to do well in school or follow rules.
How
does a kid from that kind of background, how did you wind up graduating from the University of Michigan?
My grandmother always told me I was smart, and so I believed it. And so by the time she left, being smart and doing good in school was something that Sean just did. Mm. It just so happens that, you know, I go to high school. I have a brother that gets shot. My father passes away. It's in 9th grade. My other brother gets shot about 9 times and then goes to federal prison for about 4 years. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, grandma's gone. My brother's gone. My brother, who's a twin, is gone and his twin is gone. My mom is shoplifting somewhere. I guess I got to do what I got to do. So I began to raise my younger brother, who's 5 years younger than me. And I had to make the rules for him and I. And I've abided by my rules. And school was one of them. I didn't even have a destination, right? I just knew go to school. All the people I knew ended up in a plant somewhere.
Right. So where that was going to lead you, you didn't see that.
Who knows, yeah. Right?
What was the difference? Who made the difference?
I had this woman. Her name was Miss Champion. One of the most beautiful women I've ever met in my life at that point. And she was a graduate of the University of Michigan.
And she was your high school counselor.
That's right. Yeah. She was my high school counselor. And she had just graduated. I would listen to whatever she told me to do. It was interesting because she didn't know the depths of what I was going through, but she knew some things were a bit off. And so I had someone once again now to show my report card because no one else was paying attention. And because of her, she's like, you know what? You're going to take the ACT. You're going to do this. You're going to be my Michigan man. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
I'm in.
Sure.
Yes.
Good. That's cool. And I had no clue what Michigan was. I didn't know this was some premier school. I didn't know what that was. I just knew the Fab Five was cool. Mm-hmm. Like the big basketball shorts. Chris Webber's from Detroit. That's all I know.
You're a kid. What do you know?
What do I know? But she actually set it up. I followed the rules. I got on the debate team like she told me. I was in compact like she told me. You know, I did some extracurricular activities outside of my extracurricular activities, mm-hmm. which were selling drugs and doing all types of different scams. I would make sure I did what she said as well. And doing that, she had on-site admissions. The University of Michigan came to the school. And while everyone else was there with their parents, some type of guardian or someone else, I was there with Miss Champion.
And you got accepted on the spot.
On the spot.
Looking back, does it strike you what an amazing long shot that was?
You know, absolutely, because I didn't even write down a personal statement. I came in there. She told me the day of. She went and got my information. I had my transcripts. Mm-hmm. And they waited until I was last. Everyone else go ahead. Everybody get out of here. Mm-hmm. And Sean, they said, where's your personal statement? Let's have it. Yeah. And she said, you know what, Sean, just tell them your story. I told them where I was from, my makeup. I had a job at Red Lobster. I was raising my younger brother. I had about a 3.5. I was involved in school, doing this and doing that. And I know that if I had a shot at some school where I could be upwardly mobile and exposed to more than my immediate environment, then I would be able to make the world a better place beyond just my own life.
So you came to U of M, math major.
Mathematics and economics.
How was the transition for you, Sean?
You know what? It was interesting because I came into the Bridge program. Mm-hmm. I got all A's. And
we should tell everybody the Bridge program is.
That's right. The Summer Bridge program, mm-hmm. is a transition program from high school to college here at, mm-hmm. Michigan. I did very well there. And when I started in the fall, I just continued to do well. I mean, I was running laps around the grades, A's, B's. It wasn't difficult. It was just new. It was just the fact that, oh, no one else has ever challenged me like this before, but no problem.
Mm-hmm. But some of the old habits died a little hard, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Coming here, I actually, you know, they took the boy out of the hood, but they didn't take the hood out of the boy. So I came here and I was still selling weed. I was still doing scams. Mm-hmm. And I messed around my sophomore year, despite having about a 3.5 GPA here. I found myself in the county jail. Mm. I found myself on probation for the rest of my years here at the University of Michigan.
You had to have had a moment where you thought, oh my gosh, I've blown it.
Oh my gosh. Listen, when I went into the jail, I remember being in a holding cell. There was a guy who came in grunting. And he began to urinate, mm-hmm. And it's an open field. You can just see somebody urinating, like, next to you. And so he's urinating in the toilet, and he begins to put his hands in it and swish it around in the piss, mm-hmm. and begins to pat his head, and there's piss splashing. So we're like, oh, my God, watch the piss. This is, mm-hmm. crazy. Mm-hmm. And then another guy looks at me and says, ha-ha, first time, huh? And I said, ha-ha, last time. But I remember I looked up and I saw my face on a television screen. And it was at that moment that it was just shattered, you know. And I figured that I would get kicked out of Michigan. I saw my life flash before my eyes. And I figured that, you know, how could I go back to this prestigious university when they finally found me out?
But they let you back on probation.
You know what? The school never said anything, mm. which is interesting. Actually, my professors were calling to bail me out. You know, I prayed and said the realest prayer I ever said to date at that point. And I vowed my life to make sure that young people would never be placed in that position that I was in ever again.
And I know from your book, How About That for Crack Baby, you have taken the mentoring that was given to you by Tanya Champion, your high school counselor, and you have mentored others. You've been paying it forward.
Absolutely. I mean, adopting youth, taking care of a lot of people, making sure that I could even take it a step further. Beyond the sheer motivation and conversation, but coming to my home, this is what you need. This is the path. And doing what she did by making sure that she can open the doors and pathways, introduce me to people to shake hands with that can be sponsors for me. That's what I do for people now. That's something that I live for.
Sean Blanchard, the memoir, How About That for a Crack Baby. Great talking with you, and congratulations on the book. And I know there's a lot of success ahead for you, and mm-hmm. a lot of lives to change.
Thank you.